A few weeks ago, I discussed here briefly the issue of Zrizin, Makdim, and Lemitzvot, its source, and we noted the idea from Rav Asher Weiss that this notion that we always do mitzvot as early, as quickly as possible, with as much alacrity as possible, seems to emerge from this general idea of Ratzon HaTorah, the will of the Torah, and that's why we can derive it from Avram, even though we don't normally derive halacha from before Matan Torah. But there's an interesting shayla that is lemaisa at the beginning of every month, including this month, with regards to Zrizin Makdim, that's worth being discussed just for a few minutes. The question comes up is, we know there's this principle, Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvot, that all things being equal, we try to do mitzvot earlier. But what happens when that principle comes up against other halachic principles, such as Berovam Hadrad Melech, the benefit of doing a mitzvah with a large gathering of people, or Hidr Mitzvah, of doing mitzvah in the best way? A machlokas emerges amongst the poskim with regards to Kiddush Levana. The Mishnah Brura in the Ber Halacha and Tav Chavav quotes from the Trumas Hadeshen and Shuma Lamed Hey that one should push off saying Kiddush Levana and not say it right away, but he should wait till Motzei Shabbos, so you can say it Bevistuma, so you can say it when you're dressed nicely, when there's more people around, so there's Hidr Mitzvah, and other people add that there's Rovam Hadras Melech because you're in shul and everybody's there. And clearly seems to weigh in on the side that says that Zrizin, Makdim, and Lemitzvot, this notion that you should do mitzvot as early as possible, is pushed aside for other values such as Berovam Hadrad Melech and Hidr Mitzvah. Now, if you can do the mitzvah better with more people, so then you don't have to do it as fast as possible. However, the Achronim push back and say this might not be so simple. The Chayadim notes, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet, so the Gemara there says, the Mishnah says, Ha'ober lefnei ateva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah asheni matkiyav uvishad ha'alel arishon makreid ha'alel. On Rosh Hashanah davening, so the chazan for Shacharis is the one who says ha'alel. We don't say ha'alel, but we'll leave that aside. And the second one says, And the meaning the chazan for Musaf is the one who blows the shofar. So the Gemara says, Maisha Sheni Matkia. So why do we wait for the second person to blow the shofar? Mishum Derova Madrat Melech. Because more people get to shul, the later you wait, the more people have made it out of bed, have made it to shul. So it's better to wait to blow the shofar till Musaf when most people have made it. So when it says, Ihachi Halel Nami, then shouldn't we say Halel then as well? So the Gemara says, Bishani Mishum Durovam Hadras Melech, Elamishna Halal de Berishon, Mishum Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvot. So the Gemara says, well, Halal we say earlier because of Zrizin Makdim. So the Gemara says, but if we prefer to do it earlier because of Zrizin Makdim, the Tzkiya Nami Nafid Berishon, Mishum Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvot, then shouldn't we do the shofar earlier as well? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishas Gzeiros HaMalchus Shanu. You're right. The reason we do it later is not because of Berovam, not because more people are going to come, but because there was a decree that we weren't allowed to blow shofar, and the authorities thought that we'd blow it during Shacharis, so we couldn't blow it during Shacharis, and we waited till they left, we waited till Musaf. So the Chayadim points out that the simple understanding of the Gemara is that even at the expense of Berovam Hadrat Melech, even if we have the ability to wait till later and have more people come, we prefer Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvah. Therefore, the Chayadim Paskin Hilchos Mila, that if you have the choice of having a Bris Mila early in the morning or waiting till more guests are going to come, you should always do it earlier and not worry about the guests. Now, there are people, based on this Chayadim, that really do have the Bris at Vasikin. I know there was one Rebbe in Gush who was very makbid to have all the Brises for his sons, A, to have them at Vasikin, because there's Zrizin Makdimin, and B, to have meat. So inevitably, you'd have a 5 o'clock in the morning bris with meat and nobody there. And there are people who follow this to the extreme. I believe it's in the Halicha Shlomo, one of those books that records the positions and the hanhagos of Rishon Zalman Orbach, that someone asked him if that's what you should do. And he said, no, please be normal and wait till a little bit later. But and again, there is a deun in the Achronim where there's reason Makdimin means you should always do things as early as possible, or just early, and don't delay it, in which case you don't have to do it at 5 in the morning, but you shouldn't wait till 10. So the Chayadim's position, though, would seem to militate against the position cited by the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Trumas Hadeshen, that we should push off Kiddush Levana until Motzei Shabbos, unless you think that Berov Am is different from Hidr Mitzvah, and maybe, you know, being dressed up for Shabbos and being able to say Kiddush Levana then, maybe Hidr Mitzvah is better than Zrizin Makdimin. But many of the Achorim push back on the position of the Mishnah Berurah based on this Chayadam, based on the seeming position of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Now, the truth is that some of the Achorim point out that this is not the only source in Shas that pushes in this direction. There is the Mishnayos in Bikurim, the second Perek. Note that instead of people going to bring the Bikurim by themselves as early as possible, they would wait and they would gather and they would go as a group. So some of the Achronim point out that Mishnah seems to imply that actually Berovam, the benefit of doing a mitzvah with the majority of people there, actually overrides Zrizin Makdimin L'mitzvot. So some people really do point to that Mishnah and say the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is an anomaly, but in fact, we do give preference to Berov Am. Other Achronim take a middle approach, and they say it really depends on the mitzvah. Zrizin Makdimin L'mitzvot is a way of enhancing the mitzvah itself, and therefore, Berov Am, which is sort of a general principle, we like doing things in public because it creates a Kiddush Hashem or whatever it is, doesn't have as much force as Zrizin Makdimin. But there are certain mitzvot which, by definition, are public. And therefore, Berov Am is not just a nicety, but in fact makes the mitzvah itself better in a fundamental way. For example, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein argues, I think compellingly, that for Megillah, where the mitzvah is Persumei Nisa, so then one should go out of his way to get more people and not just do it earlier. Because there, for Persumei Nisa, how can you not say that having more people is better? Similarly, by Bikurim, it seems to be that part of it is that it's a communal thanking of God, and therefore, since there's this communal aspect, it's better to do it with everybody than to do it earlier. I saw an extensive tshuva. There's a sefer that came out from I believe Gateshead on Maseches Bikurim that quotes a tshuva from the Rosh Lieberman, which I assume is not Professor Lieberman, but I'm not sure who it is, where he makes this distinction. That Zrizin Makdimin generally has preference unless a mitzvah can be argued this mitzvah will be fundamentally enhanced by having more people there, which may be what's behind the Trumas Hadeshen. It could be that this notion of being Mekabel Pnei HaShechina once a month, it could be that requires or is enhanced fundamentally by having a tzibur, and maybe that's why he argues, but nevertheless, there's still many achronim who say that the Trumas Hadeshen seems to be against the simple read of the Gemara, and therefore, in fact, for example, the Gra used to say Kiddush Levana as early as possible in the month. So again, just to review, the Gemara in Brachos seems to say that Zrizin Makdimin L'mitzvah pushes aside other concerns, such as Berov Am or Hidr Mitzvah. The Mishnah in Bikurim pushes the other way. The Mishnah Berurah, at least by Kiddush Levana, based on the Trumas Hadeshen, says we should push it off, which may be that Hidr Mitzvah overrides Zrizin Makdimin, or other Achronim just say no, it's incorrect, or alternatively, based on some of these Achronim who say that it depends on the type of mitzvah, and mitzvahs which are fundamentally enhanced by having more people or being done in a more beautiful way, when that's part of the mitzvah, so then that will override Zrizin, so it may be that Kiddush Levana is the same way.